what I'm always encouraging people to do is to be looking at those analytics, but looking at them early so that you're not caught off guard. So you're not at the final moment of one click before midnight and you've got to submit your data to the state, that you're not running around looking for this piece of information or that piece of information. So giving yourself the time, giving yourself procedures so that you can check the veracity of that data in front of you.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher still here on the East Coast, but I've been out of the classroom for a few years leading professional development for educators and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. You might be used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes of the podcast, but this fall, we have some special bonus episodes, including today's episode in partnership with Stepwell. I am super excited to bring you another special bonus episode. And instead of Sundays, like we've done earlier this year, these ones will go live on Fridays this fall. Now, before we jump into today's episode, just a quick reminder, if you've been here before, you already know, but if you're brand new, make sure you bookmark my website, classtechtips.com/podcast. That's where you'll find all of the show notes for each episode and bonus episodes like today. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever your favorite podcast player might be, you'll see a link to the show notes in the description. You can click on that. As you're listening, it'll keep playing for you. It'll just open up a new window with all the notes and links from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Stepwell. Designed to improve special education outcomes, Red Cedar's Stepwell solution is a collaborative, web-based platform for managing all aspects of Parts B and C compliance with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. Today's episode is all about the power of data, and I'm so excited for you to listen to this conversation with Andrew Henry, the CEO of Red Cedar Solutions Group. We talk about how to collect data, strategies for making the most of data specifically for special education students, and how to take action with a lot of technology connections. If you collect data, you know that it can be overwhelming at times, but this is a really fun conversation. I know you're going to get a lot from what Andrew and I chat about in today's episode. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have you on today to talk about all of the ways data is really transforming education, including special education. But before we dive into the power of data, Andrew, I'd love for you to share a bit about your role in education and let listeners know what your day-to-day looks like.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, thanks, Monica, for having me today. Super excited to talk about our product Stepwell and to talk about special education in general. I always like to tell the shortest of stories about my path to where I am today. And it seems like when we read in the newspaper or look at magazines or read online in a blog or whatever, we hear about technologists who are technologists for technology's sake. And that is very much not my pathway to where we are today with Stepwell and our company, Red Cedar Solutions Group. I have a long career. I know that this will be audio, but I have white hair. It's for 40 years almost. And really the journey starts as a young man, as a young teacher. I did teach for 10 years. I taught English, I taught computer science, and had the opportunity to be for a school district technology director for the entire district. I've kind of moved along, ended up at Michigan State University, which is just down the road from me here. Michigan State is, I got to put a plug in for the alma mater, mm-hmm. Number one college of education again for, I mean, truly probably 20 or 25 years running. It is a fantastic place where I got a firm grounding in research, a firm grounding in education as a theory, as opposed to a practice. I had 10 years, like I mentioned, 10 years of practice before that. So it was a very interesting thing to move into. After that, I had the chance to go to the state of Michigan, where I was an education advisor to the then governor, and ended up starting education agency here in Michigan. They call it the Center for Educational Performance and Information. So that's a really long word to say we did all the data. Whether it was student data, whether it was teacher data, school safety, I mean, all kinds of program data and so on. We started under my tenure there, the very first longitudinal data system for the state. And we did our very first collections way back in 2001. And it was actually a pretty big deal. And I think kind of the starting point of my not only understanding data from a research perspective, and a little bit of, as a teacher, understanding that data was important in terms of grades and so on. But the real power of large data sets, the real power of data to actually inform decision-making. I know that's kind of a buzzword, has been for a long time. But that answering that question of what does it really mean to have all this data and move along? My story continues in Chicago. I worked for a company called Learning Point Associates. Learning Point, it doesn't exist anymore. They were the North Central Regional Education was part of my purview there. I was the chief officer for research and development. And that was kind of my introduction to this idea that we can build applications. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise, I guess, but what I saw when I was going around the country in our region were lots of data, but very little application, uh-huh. Very little that was actually, that was actionable, right? I mean, another buzzword, actionable data. And I worked at Learning Point for several years, and at a certain point thought to myself, I think I have a passion for this. I'm going to start a company. So I started Red Cedar Solutions Group in 2016. Fast forward there, we've been working with states around their large data systems, building applications for others in education. And about 4 years ago, kind of get to the point where we're at step one, where we have this idea that taking all that data around special education, we have been talking with educators across the state in Michigan about their experiences with compliance, really, in special education. We all know IDEA is important. It's big. It requires a lot of work on the part of districts, but also on the part of the state to kind of just do the mechanics of monitoring and doing the mechanics of understanding whether a district is in compliance or not. And we just kind of saw what we think is a really great opportunity. We've had some good success in it with some of our state installations. And it's really about that platform for special education in particular to make monitoring easier and to gain greater visibility into the system that's in place at a district or even at a whole state.
As you were talking, I was thinking about that word actionable, right? That you said related to data. It's definitely something I think about a lot. As we're recording this, I was just in Miami earlier this week, much warmer than where you and I are respectively today, talking about formative assessment data at an event or formative assessment collection. And one of the things I often say is, how are we going to use this, right? There's no point in collecting this data unless we're going to do something with it. And today, as we're talking about the power of data, what are some of the key data points schools should be tracking specifically for special education students?
Yeah. So when we think about data for special education at a school or district level, we all know that means IEP data, right? So that one of the things that I often think about in terms of what Stepwell does or what Stepwell enables, it's really taking all that data that's in an IEP or in a SIS, or a student information system, and making it into something that can be used either in the process of improvement, in the process of better delivery of instruction for a student, creating a better environment around a student. And it all starts with that IEP data. So one of the shortcomings that we saw in the industry around data for special education, and I think that this is pretty true even today, is that a lot goes into making an IEP required, so you have to do it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of folks are, well, we're doing good work. We know how we're going to interact with a student. We know what their goals are, and so on and so forth. So the IEP kind of becomes a chore. And I think that it's because it's so one purpose, right? You have that once a year meeting where all the teachers sit around, you look at the IEP, and you make decisions. Hopefully you're doing that a couple of times a year, but it's kind of a dead document. It's kind of stale. It's a mirror look for the most part. And what we want to do is take that IEP data We do have a partnership or a preferred partner with PowerSchool and their special programs. And there is a feed that we put in place so that you're able to look at those students where they are at a point in time. We don't do it daily, but it is very current data. So right now they're looking at data from a month ago or the beginning of school. And so the real data starts at that IEP. And it's something that I think with systems like Stepwell sitting on top of that data, it gives you good visibility into what's happening system-wide. And I want to be clear, with Stepwell, we're not in the business of talking in particular about one student. We're not talking about Johnson. We're looking at a system and we're looking at those data and analytics. When we bring all that IEP data together, when we look at how long some of those indicators, you've got an indicator for IDEA, for VARB that says, when you know about a student, you have a certain amount of time to create an IEP, right? I can know at an individual kid level that we did hit that mark. Maybe we didn't. But probably did. What does that look like at the system? And how as a school administrator, how as a special education director, how do you make your program better from all this data that's sitting in front of you? And so that's really what Stepwell is about taking that data and making it into something that you can improve with, that you can move through a process that we embody in a workflow and say, we've looked at policies and procedures through this year. This is what we're going to do. We're going to institute a new practice. We're going to have new procedures or whatever. And then kind of move through it. We do have something called a student record review. This is something that most districts do on their own. States sometimes require it of a district that might not be in compliance. They'll do a student record review of IEPs to kind of see what's going on there. We have that built into the tool. And from that student record review, you aggregate that data up and you say, oh, there's some trends here. There's some things that are not what we're really looking for, not what we want.
And I think with all of this kind of data that we might collect, it's got to be something that for schools, whether this is their first time really jumping into a new initiative around this, there must be some challenges they face in effectively collecting, analyzing, and of course, that taking action, right, or acting on special education student data. So how can these challenges be overcome?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one that I get all the time. And the number one thing is paying attention to the data. This is not sometimes I've seen the situations where it's relegated to the tech director or the tech director office. And they're going to approach that data like it's a number problem, like it's a data problem, like it's a kind of on and off switches. Mm-hmm. Is it there? Is it not there? But really the quality of it goes beyond. And when I say the quality, it's that integrity of the data. Does it really reflect what's in front of you? So that's really the first place. And Monica, every year there is reporting that has to happen from a district to the state. So the districts will often start months ahead of time. They'll go to their SIS, they'll go to their IEP tool. They will bring all of that data together into spreadsheets or into some kind of analytic tool, and they'll start adding up the numbers. And it's a long and laborious process to do that, right? And so what I'm always encouraging people to do is to be looking at those analytics, but looking at them early so that you're not caught off guard. So you're not at the final moment of one click before midnight and you've got to submit your data to the state, that you're not running around looking for this piece of information or that piece of information. So giving yourself the time, giving yourself procedures so that you can check the veracity of that data in front of you.
And as we think about doing this early, having a plan, being intentional, I imagine this connects to the next question I wanted to ask you, which is how data can help teachers, right, in a classroom setting, better support the individualized learning needs of their special education students.
Yeah, it's super hard, right? When we start thinking about those students and an individualized plan, right? That's what the I is in IEP. And that's what the I is in IDEA. It's an individual. So the data can be revealing. I remember when I was a starting out teacher, that for me, data was a non-thing. Besides not being a numbers guy in teaching. I was an English teacher, right? So I read lots of comments and all that kind of thing. But there is data being generated all the time about an individual student. And the bringing those systems together, no matter what kind of SIS you have, no matter what kind of IEP system you might have, 504 planning, the reimbursement systems, that is all data that you can use about an individual kid. So knowing the frequency, for instance, in a student receiving services, data point, right? I mean, that's something that exists in an IEP tool and in a reimbursement tool. There is almost assuredly a mechanism for capturing that kind of thing. So it's about having an approach to looking at individual student data and understanding that either in the moment or in the long term. Now, we have a part of Stepwell that is pretty directed at individual students. So it's an automated tool that'll be released early in 2024, and we call it an educational benefit review. What we do is we take 3 years of IEP data, and there's an analysis that happens. We look at, for instance, goals. Are goals moving from 1 year to the next? Are they changing? Are they proximal? Are they probably in line with a student progressing through a curriculum or progressing through maybe some kind of behavioral goals that are in place? Is there movement and is it in the right direction? What we do is we grab all that data. We let computers do what they're really good at, which is crunching through those numbers, and we produce a heat map. I mean, to me, it's beautiful. It's still in production or still in development. But to look at that heat map, what I can see at a glance is for an individual student, again, this is not in the day-to-day, but this is over the course of 3 years, has there been a real benefit? Has a kid made progress over the course of those 3 years? And if not, it gives us some really compelling data and information, a visualization that says, this is where we need to focus with this student. And then again, imagine that you take that student and you aggregate it to a class or to a building or to a grade. Then you're able to start looking at your system, right? And that's really where the power of Stepwell starts, is at that system level. You've identified something. You have data to support that. Now you're going to start building goals. You're going to build a plan that how you're going to correct this or how you're going to improve in something. And Stepwell lets you coordinate all that. So that's the real power of data. We take data, we have information that comes from that data, and then we've structured both a planning and an implementation workflows so that you're actually doing something about it. It's not just the book you put on the shelf that says, oh, we've looked at the data again. We've got a whole book full of data, but we want people to be doing things that moves the system in the right direction.
And that planning and implementation piece is an area that I know is a struggle, right? For schools that have a lot on their plate, they might check certain boxes, right? Like you said, for collecting this information, but now putting it into action, right? Or taking those next steps is where there's often a great need of support, even for the smallest of schools and districts, of course, to the largest, right? With all the data points that might be collected in those settings. So what are some examples of schools or maybe districts that have successfully employed this data-driven approach to improving the outcomes for their special population?
So I happen to live in a district that's excellent with data, proud of what they do. It's where I was a teacher, didn't go too far, and kind of stayed in the same area. But what I have seen based on data and based on the points that they make, they have adopted in special ed a continuous improvement model. It's not rocket science, right? I mean, that's one of the things that I would say is that it's not a rocket science to do this, but it's hard to get your arms around and it's hard to stay on the right path, right? You can go to Dean Fixon and see all his work around implementation with fidelity. I mean, there's a lot of science behind what happens, but what we try to do and what we think is really important is to build in a workflow that's consistent, build in processes that are shared amongst users, build in visibility. So you can know in using Stepwell, you can know that John has done 4 of the steps he said he was going to do this year. Steven is at 8 steps. Frank is at 2. Maybe we need to go talk to Frank about what he's doing, but it gives you visibility into that whole process, which we think is really important. And one of the things that's missing, that old cliche about what teachers do in their classrooms. I hope that hopefully it's old, but it used to be a teacher went into the classroom in September and opened the door again next June. Yeah. So that so much happened inside that classroom. We know so much is happening there, but it's not very visible. And it's hard without some kind of system that does that. The other thing that we think is important is consistency. So we have this mechanism of communication. We have this mechanism for coordinating the activities of a school or a district around some issue that they've found or something that they want to improve in. But how do we ensure that there is consistently, that we're looking, for instance, at a policy, we're all looking at the same policy, we've all examined, or we're looking at it, maybe how it's implemented at my school, even though we have a district policy, how does this get implemented? Are we asking the same questions? Are we understanding the issues in the same way? Again, that's something that Stepwell does. It gives everyone a place to provide their input on, for instance, picking on policy. Is this policy the right one? Is it effective in the way that we wanted it to be effective? Do we see that it's having the intended consequences, or do we need to change it? Having everyone working on the same page, literally asking the same questions so we can make apples to apples comparisons is super important. And that, I know your question was about data, but it's really use that data and how does it move it forward at a district? And to be specific, this district that I happen to live in and work in is very good at doing that, where they have a special education director who understands and wants data so that she can move things forward.
And I think that action, that moving forward piece is so crucial as a part of our conversation, really a thread through our conversation. So if there's someone listening right now that does want, works at a school, works at a district, and does want to start exploring a more data-informed approach to special education, is there a key best practice or a key next step for them? And this might even be an opportunity for you to tell us a bit more about Stepwell.
Yeah, you bet. So number one, I would say that if you want to look out and you want to see resources for using data in education, the U.S. Department of Ed, they do a pretty good job. They have funded labs. I'm a little biased, but they have funded centers around the use of data and around the good use of data. What they provide are guidelines. They're not formulas. They're not cookbooks on how to do that. That's something to keep in mind. But if you're looking for the basics, the federal labs and federal centers for special education is one called DAISY that you can look up and have access to best practices. There's surely consultants that can help this. I mean, I know folks that do this kind of one-on-one with a district or with a school. That's a possibility too. But then I'm going to make my plug for Stepwell really is a place where that data turns into action. And Stepwell, you can go to our website, www.stepwelled.com, get all kinds of information. You can see some demos about how the application works. You are certainly able to look at that and kind of interrogate the tool through videos. We have some videos about how the tool works. We're, of course, glad to talk with you about what a district might need in terms of getting data together and all that. We do consult with that as well. And we do exercise best practices around extracting data from data systems, whether it's with our partner PowerSchool or with another. We know that there are lots of IEP tools out there, but the site is a pretty good place to start if you're thinking about how data can influence and be a part of your continuous improvement in special ed.
Well, that's perfect. And I will link out to all of the resources you mentioned to the website, so anyone who's listening right now can tap and find out more information. Andrew, this was such a wonderful conversation around the power of data. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, well, thank you, Monica. I appreciate your time and appreciate being able to talk about the power of data in special ed.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Andrew. This was a wonderful deep dive into data collection and some of the considerations if you're looking for a school-wide, district-wide platform for collecting and taking action on the data that you collect over the school year. So let's finish up this episode, like we always do, with a few key points to help make this EdTech easy. Reflect on how you are collecting data. Determine if you are taking action on the data you collect. Find a system that can support data collection for your school or district. And remember, you can find today the show notes with all of the resources, everything we talked about, including ways to connect with the team at Stepwell by going to classtechtips.com/podcast or clicking on the show notes button in the description in your favorite podcast player, whatever app you're using to listen to this episode. Again, a big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Stepwell. To learn more about Stepwell, please visit www.stepwelled.com. If you're listening to today's episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or even another favorite app, don't forget to tap on the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically, whether it's a Tuesday episode or one of these Friday bonus episodes. So make sure to press that follow button so you don't miss a thing.